USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office says BuzzFeed News is inaccurate in its report that President Trump had his former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, lie to Congress about the timings of talks for a Trump Tower in Moscow. BuzzFeed says they stand by their reporting. In a rare public statement, Mueller's office is refuting the report. Cohen is scheduled to testify publicly before the House Oversight and Reform Committee on February 7th. The president says he's going to make a major announcement about the partial government shutdown and the border wall with Mexico. Friday night, he tweeted a video calling on Democrats to work with him to end the shutdown.
Take the politics out of it. Let's get to work and let's make a deal.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
A major winter storm is barreling across the country with heavy snow, ice, and high winds. It's already dumped on the Sierra Nevada and the Midwest, and now it's heading east. The governors of Pennsylvania and New Jersey have already declared states of emergency. There have been thousands of delays and nearly 500 cancellations so far. USA Radio's Rick Vincent reports the economy is doing just fine despite the government shutdown.
White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says the White House is aware that government workers who aren't getting paid during the shutdown are in a difficult situation.
You know, hardship's bad. Make that point? Very bad. I've got young people on my staff. I know the stories I read in the papers, TSA and so forth. I get that. Hardship is a bad thing.
CNBC quotes Kudlow as saying the economy is still doing very well despite the shutdown, and the economy will beat 3% GDP in the fourth quarter. Most economic forecasters don't expect the shutdown to cause too much pain to the economy so long as it doesn't endure.
This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
A NASCAR legend has died, and USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Known as the courtly and innovative patriarch of the famed Wood Brothers Racing Team, and until now the oldest living member of the NASCAR Hall of Fame, Glenn Wood passed away Friday morning at 93 after a long illness. Wood Brothers announcing the death of its team founder on social media. Wood, alongside his younger brother Leonard, co-founded the Wood Brothers Racing Team in 1953. Glenn Wood, in 1998, was named one of NASCAR's 50 greatest drivers, a list that included 20 drivers who had once raced a Wood Brothers car. Glenn Wood is also a member of the Virginia Sports Hall of Fame, and in 2011 was elected to the NASCAR Hall of Fame. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Another senator is speaking out about the partial government shutdown. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
As the partial government shutdown continues, no real end in sight, as lawmakers are not meeting today and no votes are scheduled either in the House and Senate. Republican Senator John Kennedy tells Fox News the president is willing to negotiate.
He's willing to negotiate. Some of my colleagues in Congress are running around. I don't mean any disrespect. I'm glad they're talking, but some of them are running around like sprayed roaches coming up with deals to bring to him, none of which include the border wall.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.